Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Are we independent now after yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. Okay, tonight's show, tapping into the energy of courage, and which I think is very important right now, talking about the 4th of July. As difficult as things may appear in our personal lives and in the world, there's a place to go, and it is to our courage. That place deep within, that place of strength, conviction, and dominion that says, you're here to make a difference, and there's a solution to every challenge. In that amazing place of courage deep within, you can move beyond fear and trepidation into a knowing that you came to Earth with tools to walk through this time of transition. You're equipped, even if you don't believe that you are, regardless of the challenges that you face. You believe before coming into this lifetime that you'll be able to persevere, and you can. Love this show. I love this subject, actually. I've had a lot of comments even before it aired. And I want to say to everyone, if you have questions, you can email them right now to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. You got your handy-dandy computer there?
I have my handy-dandy computer here, and it's working.
And what?
And it's working.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
It makes it a little more convenient, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. So you're welcome to send in your questions if you have any. I have a lot of things I wanted to go through tonight because there is so much going on. I want to really mention everybody about astrology. Astrology is just an influence. It's not gospel. And we have a choice to accept the good and reject the negative because reality is subjective. And, you know, as I was going through my notes, you know, getting everything kind of ready to put together, and the team is knocking at my door saying, you make sure and tell everybody that because, you know, you don't want them living the gospel of astrology. Okay, here's the influences. Okay, when you know what they are, you can change the reality. So I love the idea that we have the choice. So for the truly sensitive people that are listening tonight, these are a few excerpts that I thought might be important to remember as influences. I can't give credit to anybody because I went through all kinds of stuff just to grab little statements here. We had solar flares very early this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time, and they did create a kind of a moderate radio knockout. But we also had this. We have this monsoon moving in on its way to Colorado. And I really want to congratulate everybody who was doing magic and prayers. And I don't know if it's reached Colorado yet, but the last I had heard, which was a couple of days ago, it was on its way. I talked to some people yesterday who were talking about the fact that the storm had made a turn that they'd never seen before as it came up and then turned towards Colorado.
Oh my.
And which is absolutely thrilling to me. We were inundated yesterday with rain, which all day long, very unusual for Las Vegas, as it was making its way up. But for the last 2 days, I felt like I had my feet in concrete, and I've been so high for weeks. It was such a juxtaposition that I was kind of like, barr. But I do want everybody to really honor themselves for all the prayers and the magic and the work that you're doing to assist the planet. Don't underestimate your influence. You're working with, in this case, the elements. And, you know, with wind and fire and air and water. And I just think it's beautiful. So I'm really excited and very proud to be in everybody's company. Go gently on people around you. Most of them have no clue what's going on, and I have to remind myself of that sometimes. How about you, Ronnie?
I don't know. I just came out of a very magical time, so I'm not really quite in the same mode. I haven't felt weighted down. I have felt a strange relationship with change and absolutely amazing, like, manifestation things going on all around.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and so when you're talking about the sun flares, I'm going, well, I guess they can affect us that way as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the storm, it hit when the storm came in, and normally sunspots kind of energize me, but the storm coming in just kind of brought me down to earth. And Mars changes from its ability to deny relationships and ingressing into one that's entirely based on them. This is going to be a big influence.
Entirely based on them.
Yes, could indicate wanting a relationship with burning desire. Hmm. And we're moving into that right now, which is, excuse me, and I'm seeing a lot of this where people are, you know, struck by Cupid's arrow kind of thing, you know. Kind of fascinated. Working through emotional patterns layer by layer, reaching for the deeper passions that are only available in the present moment. And this present moment piece is so big. So big. Symptoms this week, and for some of you prior to this week, which is racing heart and palpitations. I even got young people with this going on. Heavy feeling of impending doom. Stress and adrenaline responses. You know, again, Veronica, to me it's like a merry-go-round. We're all going to be experiencing different things at different times right now. Mm-hmm. And so I can't ever say that everything is uniform on the planet. That's why the team was so adamant about the fact that the astrological influences are not necessarily gospel.
But the thing that's true right now, without question, is change. The change is so amazing.
It's boom, 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 boom. Just wait a second. It's like, you know, and it'll change. Just wait a second, and it'll change. At the full moon on Tuesday, the sun is aligned. That was this last Tuesday. Was aligned with great white star Sirius, the brightest star in our night sky. Sirius holds a prominent place in esoteric astrology, which considers Sirius the soul of our solar system. Sirius is said to be the transmitter of a mysterious faculty called cosmic mind to our solar system. The transmitter of higher cosmic mind, or Buddhi Manas, illuminated mind. And I always love these periods with Sirius. Very connected. And all of you are connected in some way to Sirius, because Sirius is so absolutely important to the transition of our planet. Forks in the road. I love this one. It's like we are coming up to these forks in the road of going this direction or that direction. I'm seeing this with a lot of clients. Not knowing which way to go, but being pushed, knowing you must do something, that you don't get to just stand there at the fork in the road. And again, you know, you were talking about magic and miracles, Veronica, and I, there is no question that they're abounding. However, I absolutely know that staying in the now moment, even though we are at forks of the road, so important. And taking this next step and the next step and the next now moment. And I think it boils down to, if you think you're going to plan ahead, good luck.
I agree with that for sure.
Because I don't see that possibility, because it's happening so quickly. And everybody has to remember, this has never been done this way before on any planet. You know, I've had people say, well, you know, you mean they sent me in and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, you came. You knew that this was all unwritten. And because we don't have intercession, we, you know, our star friends haven't landed in six-star environment, and, you know, and usually, you know, earlier than where we are right now, they do. We're doing this on our own, not that we don't have assistance, but we're making a totally new map than has ever been made before. And by the way, have you noticed, Ronnie, a lot of people leaving the planet right now?
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, boy. I've lost a lot of people this year that have been fairly close.
Oh, and I don't think a day goes by right now that I don't hear about somebody having crossed over.
Or just finding out that they're about to.
Exactly. And the other thing that I am speaking of tonight's show, which is courage, the courage I'm seeing in people as they face absolutely critical, overwhelming odds with their health. And I'm just fascinated by, and I get, you know, email updates and things from people who maybe have had one session, but they're going through all kinds of stuff. And I am asking for continuous help, which, of course, we have no problem giving whatsoever. But I have to say, I'm so impressed with the courage of people who are facing overwhelming odds. Overwhelming odds. That in, you know, a year or two ago, we would have said, well, done, it's over. But today, nothing. That's why we have to stay in the now moment. Absolutely nothing is cast in stone. And to what you'd said earlier, the miracles are showing up so quickly in such interesting ways that we don't know when they're going to show. And they're quick. They're fast. And if something isn't fixed, you know, and I'm hearing this from people's higher selves during sessions, they still have to work with this. There is still something for them to get here. And, I, you know, it's like, okay. So, it's not that you're not loved, but if you came in to work with certain focuses and you still don't get it, you may still be working with some of the problems and the issues. Lots of men dealing with physical problems. Have you seen that, Veronica?
Yeah, yes, I have, actually. A lot of times it seems that the way I'm seeing it is a lot of frustration in men that is never expressed is just wiping them out, and there's no more tolerance.
Exactly. And then it's manifesting physically.
Yeah.
A lot of pain, a lot of frustration, all of it.
I'm done, period, like that sort of thing.
Well, I think men are taught to deny their emotions.
Right.
And they've never had a healthy outlet, really a healthy outlet for them. And it's showing up in physical manifestations that are not easy, but are screaming, look here, look here. I mean, they might as well have a sign on them or a tattoo that says this is what's really wrong. So, many of my clients, you know, at these crossroads are saying, what do I do? What do I do? What's going to happen? Or this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And the answer is always the same from the team. Go to the feeling you want to feel and feel it. And if you want to feel loved, feel the feeling of being loved. It's really difficult right now not to attach to an outcome. We made some kind of strange turn in manifestation. It doesn't mean we don't write intentions. It doesn't mean that we don't work on our beliefs. But there is something in being in our evolution right now, as we're just being inundated with frequencies and energies that are raising our frequency, of staying in the now moment, feeling the feelings, and trusting the next now moment, the next now moment. Not going into it, but trusting. It's a very different way of manifesting than I've ever experienced. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about shattering the personality and going directly to the person's higher self and soul and spirit with no agenda. Absolutely. If you go with an agenda, it's you might as well not even do it. But if you really do it that way, you will feel the connection in a way that is devoid of the ego. And it's so beautiful that the connection becomes stronger and more loving at such a higher frequency. And I, you know, I've really been working with this, you know, with my son and my daughter and some other people in my life, and I'm seeing amazing, amazing things. And if frustration comes up, that's where I really go. The minute I get frustrated about anything, I know what to do. This is dominion, knowing what to do about it, having the tools to take you back into that now moment, into that beauty, into that wonder of your soul connection with these people and the magnificence of who you are and they are. Staying out of fear. I really want to say to everybody, it's not optional anymore, people. And it's like, dear Lord, this is the reason tonight's show on courage, because you have a choice when you step into anything and it brings up fear. The option is immediately to reach down inside and go to the courage, to that energy of courage. And if you can do that, the fear, you'll feel it dissolve. Because it's like affirming to you, to yourself, who you really are. That you're a courageous being or you wouldn't be on the planet right now. Because I guarantee you, everybody on this planet right now, regardless of how they're living their lives, is a hero. Regardless of how light, dark, whatever, is a hero. Because nobody really knows the roles that they've come in to play. And they may be totally different than what you think. We're in a planet of duality and polarity. Some people had to come in and play the dark. You know, it didn't work any other way. So some of them may be placeholders. Debbie Ford, and she just wrote a book called Do You Have the Courage to Love Again? And this is a little statement from her. I've been sharing my new book, Courage and Connecting, with so many of you about the areas of your lives where you see you would benefit from more courage and confidence. The area of love and relationships comes up the most. People are looking for the courage to open their hearts and love again. And, you know, Veronica, we both know this. How many women do we know, and men, who've been on the sidelines for 10, 12 years?
Oh, yes, lots and lots.
Lots and lots and lots. And now, with this influence that I just read about, this it's a major one, where this desire, and I'm hearing it from my clients as well, this desire to really experience love, connection, is coming up so strongly. And it feels out of the blue for many people because they've been perfectly happy to be with a lot of people, not everyone. If you're like most people, you're single and don't want to be, chances are you're not looking for just anyone, you're looking for your soulmate. You know, one day we really have to do a show on soulmates.
Oh, that thing.
Because because I, you know, how many times have you heard it and I heard it from people?
Million.
Yeah.
Billion. Well, I think it's probably some of our, we need a glossary for some of these terms anyway, don't we?
Well, we do. They've become New Age fodder.
Yeah.
Lazarus always said, you know, you don't find a soulmate. He said, think of it as mating your soul. And, you know, and then people, of course, will always say, well, look at so-and-so, they're soulmates. And look at them, they're soulmates. Or twin flames, that's my other favorite one. He's my twin flame. God bless you if you're with your twin flame. And I hope you still have dishes in your cupboard. That's all I can say.
That flame goes really hot and fast, doesn't it?
And if you have cinch marks on your hiney, I will not be surprised. Because nobody can push your buttons harder or faster than your twin flame. Absolutely no one. And
I think the soulmates are close.
I agree. And, you know, I know you have a lot of interesting insights and material around that particular energy. And, it, you know, it always makes me laugh. And the world, all right, it's not just about love that we're needing to touch our courage, but it's about everything that we've dreamed and desired. And I think a lot of people have gotten kind of beat up, or they're waiting for the end of 2012. You know, I'll finally get what it is I really want, or it'll finally, you know, my life will change.
Or the end of the world will come and I won't need to think about my hair.
Oh, God, do you actually have people that believe that?
Well, people bandy it about anyway.
I know.
Steven Spielberg and people like that, right?
Oh, that's true.
No, but people, so I do hear people saying they're expecting a huge ending of some sort. I just keep saying if it changes every 26,000 years, it's probably not going to happen in a minute, you know?
Oh, please. No.
No screeching to a halt and turning in the other direction.
No.
But it's been a very, very, very dynamic year for me already in many, many levels. So
I think it's been a dynamic year for everyone.
Yeah.
For everyone on many, many, many levels. And lots of surprises, lots of things coming in out of the blue. And I will say things coming out of the blue from moment to moment, do not be too surprised, although you will be. And this is one of the reasons it's so important to stay in the now moment. You may miss something that is really wonderful coming to you. I mean, we've had plenty of time to practice this one. You know, Bashar always said, if you're in the past or the future, an opportunity knocks, you won't be home. Which, as an aside, I heard a very interesting posting today on a blog I belong to, dedicated to Dr. John Mack. And this man posted that he had been told that Bashar was Lucifer. And I know he communicates with some ETs, and I was like, what? Are you kidding? So, we do have some crazy things coming out. I always say, look at people's work, and that should say more than anything. And I have, with Bashar, I've never seen Bashar ever change his story in all the years that I've known Daryl as the channel for Bashar, that his, Bashar's information since 94 has been consistent and loving. And I've had lots of personal experiences. I'm sorry, I would have a hard time going there. We're also at that in-between phase of our evolution, and it can feel really strange and even eerie at times. This is that kind of benchmark that we're at. You know, we're kind of halfway through 2012. So we're still looking at that tipping point, which, you know, I would say more than anything, that's what we're heading towards, it, which is more light than dark on the planet. That's a big one for this planet. Energetically, more light than dark. Does that mean everything's going to be different overnight? That's not what I'm being told, and that's certainly not what the team is saying. And I don't think, there are a lot of people out there, and there are a lot of people channeling and so on. I'm certain, I don't pay much attention, but I'm certain there's a plethora of opinions about this.
I wonder about the whole relationship to time. This is me talking subjectively, but it seems like that the relationship to time is just, I don't know, melting or shifting radically. And that's kind of how I'm perceiving as a pivotal part of this year, you know?
Of course. Again, if your frequencies are increasing or raising up, and you're
becoming
lighter, time really is an illusion. And the illusion begins to fade away. Therefore, time becomes malleable. It's just, it's physics. So I agree with you. Absolutely. I have also noticed where I'll go do something and I get back in the car and I swear it's the same time it was when I got out of the car. And I start giggling and I think, okay. Or, I bet you've experienced this too, Veronica. People who have sessions with you who will say, it feels like years since I've talked to you, or months, or however long. Where they just feel this huge gap, even though it may have been a very short period of time.
I get a slightly different feeling, like I go, it seems like some of the stuff we were talking about last time seems like it was way in the past or a whole other book, or it's like really hard to even relate to it, where things used to seem more sequential, you know?
Well,
we're saying the same thing, it's just a different
yes, thing. Absolutely.
And I like that, because it feels so as if we've completed something, you know, unwittingly, we really completed something.
Well, I think we're in the process of completing many different, you know, if you want to call them chapters, we'll go with chapters, your words. And, you know, I would say this, that dimensionally, I think it's the realization that if you sat, I always use this one anyway, if you sit down and read a book that you read a year ago, you're going to get totally different information out of it than you did a year ago.
Right.
Okay. Everything is shifting. It doesn't matter whether it's inanimate. Well, you can say the word for me. I can't say it. Inanimate. If it doesn't move, or it does. So as we're moving up to this tipping point, does that mean we stop all the positive work that we've been doing on ourselves? And the answer is absolutely not. It doesn't mean that you've arrived. And because I know everybody is saying, I need a rest, you know, I need to get there. They're always looking for the destination. And I hate to tell everybody this, but you never stop. Even when you cross, when you make your transition, you continue to grow. There is no end to growth. Ever. Ever.
Now you're making me tired. No, I'm kidding.
So this is where we reach in and find our courage, our strength, and our resolve again.
And in a way, that's kind of a little bit relaxing. I mean, there is no end to it. So we just have to keep pointing the ship, right?
Yeah, there's no destination.
No.
It's, you know, I mean, it becomes so trite. It is the journey.
Right.
And it is how well you've lived the journey, how much you've touched people along your journey, how much love you've experienced and given along the journey. Okay, we're, especially in this country, we're so geared to self-gratification, you know. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. When you realize that you're in that process, you can allow with so much more elegance and beauty and experience the emotions, experience the love. That's the whole point of healing emotionally, so you can let it in. So you can experience it and be it and anchor it and channel it.
And to me, love is an interesting thing because it never means the same thing. At least this is how I'm experiencing it lately, that it's an ever-increasing, expanding reality.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And the reason it is because as we become more, we understand more of how expansive it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
We've been describing feelings and emotions from a very limited perspective of polarity and duality. The more our vibration increases and raises up, rises, the more expansive our experience of that and everything else becomes. It's in doing these sessions, I've been overwhelmed with how big I'm seeing everybody, how much more they really are than just the human person by a name that you know. And seeing them expand through sessions and so on, and their whole multidimensionality. And there are times I get done with a session and I'm just thinking, oh my God, they're huge. And this is not limited to any one soul. This is an overall statement. We're so much more than we know. And, you know, I keep looking at this is the reason that judgment and all of the other things that we've used are so limiting and pull us back down into a limited concept of others and ourselves. I need to wrap this up because I want to bring the team in. Okay, what you're here to do, and, you know, I just want to say this. Everybody's here to make a difference, and it doesn't matter how you're doing it. I've said this over and over and over again. For some people, it's raising children. For some people, it's just going to work. It doesn't mean that it's small or large, because you really don't yet understand the scope of your influence, not only on this planet, but in the cosmos. Because what's happening here is affecting everything. You all feel that something is calling you, however. And the only way to get there is to be in the now moment and allow it to pull you forward. And if you're hearing inner dialogue that says you'll never amount to anything or that you're the second coming, both are lies. That's the negative ego having a field day, okay? I also want everybody to remember, it took incredible courage for all of you to get to this point in your personal evolution. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care what your personal, financial, emotional, or physical circumstances are. Okay? And most of you have been on a spiritual path the majority of your lives. Workshops, books, crystals, gurus, dear God. You know, I really, truly, I look at people and I think, oh my God, bless them. Congratulate yourself how far you've really come. Don't compare yourself. That really is not a positive for you, because you're unique and individual. Your energy is unique and individual. You're here to bring a different signature, however that signature looks. Okay, I'm going to go into channel here. I've just about talked through the whole damn show. I apologize, everybody. Just a lot of information tonight. And as always, it feels like it's been longer than a week since the show. Right. Okay, we shocked the channel. Came a little faster than she used to. Hello, everyone. We love you. Welcome, Veronica.
And
all of you. All of you listening tonight or at whatever time you listen to the show. We love the subject of courage. And from our perspective, from this side of the veil, we want you all to be aware how courageous we see all of you, how celebrated you are. This is why we're here, because we love you. And we want to help you become, show up for, be able to step into the roles, the work, the energies that you all desired to do when you came to Earth. We are here because we love you. We're also here because we care. And we know how much you're being counted on. More than you do. Unfortunately, for most of you, you're not aware of what you're doing in the dream time or all those times that you're called to take a nap, kicking and screaming. That little cat nap that turns into 1, 2, or 3 hours. Except for maybe you, Veronica. We know that's not something you do very often. However, there are many of you that do. There are many of you that feel exhausted, and understandably so. You are clearing at levels that you are not cognizant of. The opportunity, the window, and this was our gift to you, our gift to Earth, and our gift to the cosmos in many ways, was the opportunity to heal. Lifetimes. All lifetimes. For some, just on in this universe. For some, just on the planet, in the galaxy. For some, even experiences multi-universal. An interesting person that works with the channel regularly on helping to heal the Jewish lineage. She would be described as a collective. Not a collective walk-in, mind you, but a collective. In other words, she didn't come in with the amnesia that all of you did. Now, you would think that that would make her very loving and conscious, but it was just the opposite. Her levels of frustration and anger were so frustrating for her because people couldn't communicate with her. They didn't understand who she was. And she was talking about things that they couldn't even comprehend, but she didn't realize it. And she brought to the channel a very interesting website by a gentleman, and the channel will have it for you next week, who took all of the data of the body, the meridians, and tied it to the earth and to the cosmos. And when complete, there was the matrix. You are part of everything. It can be no other way. Now that, in and of itself, game changer. Is that Veronica?
Yes, yes.
And that means if you have a physical malady, think about this. It continues out into the cosmos, tied to different planets, galaxies, solar systems. This is big stuff. The opportunity to heal on levels that well, what do you mean heal? Well, if you're a matrix and each of you is your own universe, then every malady and dysfunction would be tied to something within your universe, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think I get that.
All right. You're on the edge of breakthroughs here that are going to explain so much to you. And each one of you will leapfrog one here, that one jump over that one, and that one jump over that one, and you come back and share information. For some of you, resistant to change. Trying very, very hard to stay in the now moment. Others are craving the change in spite of their fear of the unknown. For some, so close to their dream, And grace, and that's what you were talking about tonight. Veronica, is grace. That's what you've been experiencing in the miracles that you've seen this week.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you to a state of grace, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. And that is something for all of you. And we're glad you shared that tonight, because more and more, all of you are going to be aware. Sometimes maybe just for moments. Of a state of grace. Of feeling connected to everything. Connected to God. In ways that you couldn't imagine possible. Some of you have had those moments and work that you've done with specific teachers. Who held an energy to allow you to have those experiences. Lovingly guided and held you as you walked into them. And the doors were opened for you. Lazarus is a perfect case in point. Courage. The first thing we want you to do is to really sit down and think about how courageous you have been. The things that you've walked through and the courage it took to do it. Oh gosh, well I just had to and didn't have a choice. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Could have fallen apart. And not moved forward. At one point in the channel's life, there was a devastating situation that physically devastating for her. And a good friend of hers said, reach down into your courage. You can do this. You can do this. And she knew that she was going to be physically scarred and face something that she'd never dreamt of. And she did. With courage. And many of you have had so many situations that without your courage, you wouldn't have made it through. So you all have it. You're all courageous. Go back and think about those times. Feel the energy of the experience to reacquaint yourself with that courage. That resolve, that commitment. As the channel said, it dissolves fear. When you get in touch with that, you pull in more of you to you. And from an energetic perspective, as we look at you when you do it, wow, you're very big. You glow. You radiate. People talk about courage and what happens during war, and people do amazing things that in their normal life they never thought they would do. And you've all had your moments. And you're going to have more. Because you are the bridge. You are the bridge. We're not saying there's going to be devastation and you have to step in and save people. What we're saying, we don't want anyone to misinterpret what we say. You will have the courage, the elegance, the words to assist others. And they will turn to you. All the people you've talked to over the years who know that you study and meditate and do whatever, they're going to seek you out. And there will be others. For many of you who've had a desire to write books, do this, do that, you're going to find that it's going to become, much stronger. Your desire to do it, you will make time. You will find that the words need to come out. That piece of music you want to write, that piece of artwork, or the beautiful meals that you make for people with love, that you know when they eat that food it's going to transform the frequencies. Nothing is too big or too small. Nothing. Each one of you has impact. Each one of you has influence. It cannot be anything less. And each one of you is so important to the matrix of change, of evolution, of ascension. Imperative. God doesn't make mistakes. Goddess doesn't make mistakes. You're here because you chose to be here. Now, Veronica, we can't see time here.
Oh, we have a few more minutes. I don't really know who's coming up on my show on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night yet, I'm casting about, but we've got some big people coming up who are talking about, like Lynn McTaggart, talking about the bond amongst people during these great times of change and so on. I think she's going to run a little later than next week. So we have some pretty exciting, groundbreaking people coming up.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm learning a lot.
Of course. Of course you are. All of you are learning a lot. All of you are spreading your wings, going further. Even those of you that feel that you're stymied, you're not.
It takes courage to change your relationship to all that is in your life, doesn't it? That's sort of how I see it lately.
Of course it does. It takes not only courage, it takes a sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
To own that you can, and dominion. Not to change them, not to fix them.
And I've been remiss. We had a few questions and I didn't say them. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you had questions. Oh, we apologize, everyone.
Hmm.
We apologize. We promise to get to them next week.
Yes.
And we will have the channel do less talking. All right.
And I'll keep track of these.
All right, please. You keep track of the channel, dear one. We're wanting to work with you tonight. Whatever that tonight might be, whether you listen to the show a year or two from now or tonight, the fifth day of your July 2012. We would like to work with each and every one of you to touch you with courage. And it won't be just us. It will be your higher selves, your guides, your unseen friends, some aspect of them who will be with us. As they choose for you some peace, some wonderful peace, some feeling that will inspire you to reach your courage. A glimpse, perhaps, of something, a probable reality. You may wake up tomorrow or the next day or the next day saying, you know, I really am going to write that book. I got the greatest idea. Or I know what to call the book now. Or that piece of art I'm working on, I see the eyes. Or that poem or that work opportunity. You see, it doesn't have to be just esoteric. Everything's esoteric. Everything has meaning. Every single thing you do, every single thing you experience, when you realize that, you will live more in a state of grace. Because you will be responsible for every word you speak and the way you treat everyone and everything. All right, Veronica, how are we on time?
We have, we're just about done, actually. We have about half a minute.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We send to each and every one of you our love. And when we say our love, we speak from many different places, levels and dimensions and galaxies and levels, some that you can't even imagine. We love you. Veronica, we love you. And Seth, we know you're there somewhere. We thank you for this opportunity to share this time with you.
And we love you too. Thank you.
We feel your love. Thank you so much. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste. Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Good night, everyone. Our total love to all of you. And I'm sorry, I was listening to the fireworks started since the tea was like wrapping up. And it's the fifth instead of the fourth. Remember that a piece of each and every one of you is within us, and a piece of us is within you. We are all one. It can't be any other way. And we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week. Be strong. Be courageous. Go get them. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone. Blessings.